Okay, today is Daf Zayin of Masechtas Erevin. We are on Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are on the bottom. We're explaining that there's a machlokas here with Bishami and Beis Hillel. So it says, we'll go back, we stopped anywhere. Hagufa Kasha. Amarta la'olam halacha kebeis Hillel. We said halacha zak Beis Hillel. V'hado amarta, harot alasas kedivir Beis Shammai. Ose. And if you don't halach Beis Shammai, fine. So, how could the halacha be like Beis Hillel? How could you halach Beis Shammai? So he answered, lo kasha, kan, when you're allowed to hold like Beis Shammai, that was called dum labaskol. Kan, when can you not hold like Beis Shammai? La'achar baskol, after the baskol. Fibo yisema, or you could say, havaha la'achar baskol. Really, they're both after the baskol. Rabbi Yeshua hi, delo mishkacha baskol. Or it could be Rabbi Yeshua, who says you can't hold from a baskol. So Tosfos on the bottom says, Vim Tomar, Maishna de lo kaimel on kabaskol derbi Eliezer dazov. So why didn't we collect the baskol from Rabbi Eliezer? In Perek Hazov, in the case of the Tanar Achnai, when the baskol came out and said, Allah is Rabbi Eliezer. So I don't know, how come we don't hold like that? We don't hold like that baskol. Right? What do we say over there? Lo bashamayim hi. Second over here, we don't say that. So Tosfos gives two answers. V'yesh lomar, tohasam, lo yatza el lekavod, el lechvodo, kedemucha chasam. There, it was only for covet. Really, the only reason the Baskel said that was not to make Rabbi Eliezer feel bad. There was no shayla, the halacha sound like him. The Baskel said, okay, fine. I'm not sure what that answer means. Two, v'od, dehasam, haisa, keneged rabim. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion was against the rabim. So, we don't hold like a yachid. We never hold like a yachid. V'atorah omer, achir rabim lahatos. Avalhacha, but over here, ad rabba, just the opposite. Beis Hillel, have a ruba. Beis Hillel is the rove. I don't need the baskol. Ella mishum, the Beis Shammai have a charifi tve. Beis Shammai was smarter. It was sharper. And therefore I would have thought, maybe we should hold like Beis Shammai. No, the baskol said, no, you keep the halacha. Halacha is you follow the rov. So we really did that anyway.
What did Beis Shammai say? Their position?
Anywhere in Shas.
What I'm saying.
Over here, whether or not you need two doors.
And they said you need two doors.
And the Beis Hillel said you need one door.
Right. So why can't you follow Beis Shammai?
Because you can't, because when it comes to Beis Shammai, we don't do that. Right? We had a case I'll read Kriya Shema lying down. It's chumrah. No, don't do that.
Okay.
What?
Rabbi Eliezer is the Beis from Beis Shammai.
That's right. Okay. V'im tomar, im kain, might come Rabbi Yeshua hi, damar im ashgichim babaskol. Halo om Rabbi Yeshua, el abaskol Rabbi Eliezer. What do you mean Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't listen to baskols? It's only that baskol he didn't listen to. Because that one was not really a baskol. That one I don't listen to. And the Shlomar lo b'shemayim he mashma the ein lashgiach klal b'shul baskol. No, men like he never listens to baskols. Okay. Next, v'ba yisema. I'll give you another answer. Hachi kamar kol hechad de mishkachas treit hanoi. When we said over here that we're holding like two shitas, and it's a problem. Iba Yisema, I'll give you another answer. The Bachlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you want to hold like one, want to hold like both of them, really. Where am I? Hechad Hachikamar. Kol Hechad de Mishkachas Shrei Tanoi, V'Trei Amala Amaroi, De Pligi Adadi. Whenever you have a Machlokas between two people, Ke'ein Machlokas Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel, like the Machlokas of Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel, Lo La'aved Ki Kula Demar V'Ki Kula Demar. You can't go Kula shopping. And they'll go chumra shopping. That's all we're saying. We're not saying you can actually hold like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ella iki kule demar v'chumra avid. You want to hold like somebody? Take his kulas plus his chumras together. Or kule demar v'chumra avid. Or take the chumras of one and all the chumras that comes with that shita. You get the kulas and chumras of one shita. You can't take the kulas of both shitas and the chumras of both shitas. So this has nothing really to do with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel at all. It's nothing to do with that. So why did we mention? Why do we say that? Why do we say it in that way? So the Gra says because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were really the first machlokas that we have. We have a few before that. That's really when it got started. The concept of machlokas and Klai Yisrael got started really from them. So they're the model of machlokas. And that's why it's phrased in that way, but it has nothing to do with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay. Toras Chaim says that. Right? And by the way, and then the Gra says, and even if you want to tell me that they're too equal, because Beis Shammai was Charif and Beis Hillel was Rov. So they're really equal. So I'll pick the coolest from him and the chumras from him and the cool. You can't do that. You can't do that. Mikol makom kasha. It's still a kasha. What's the kasha? How could they do two chumras and not hardah? That was the kasha of that Erev shaped like the mavo shaped like a letter C. They did the chumras of both. How could they do that? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kuleg the Rav Avda. No. They really held like Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuna Amar Rav Halacha the Ein Morin Kane. The Halacha was like Rav that a mavo mifulash does not need doors. It's enough for the doors of Pesach from one side and a lechi from the other side. The Ein Morin Kane, but they didn't want to publicize that. But really, they held like Rav. Fine, very good. Next, Ulrav Acha Bar Ava Amar Rav Dam Halacha Umorin Kane Michael Neymar. But what about another sheet that said no, you can't publicize it? So the people of Nahar Doi didn't really hold. They held like two different sheetas. Amar Rav Shizbi Kilo of the Enigah Chomer Detrei Tanoi Heched Dasasri Hadadi. When can you not hold like two Tanoim when they contradict each other? Kigon. Right? Look at Rashi. Tisasana Hadadi. Tre Tanoi, Pligi, Mar Machmer, or Mar Makel. One's Machmer and one's Makel. Vitaima, the Chumra de Mar, Baha'i, Have Kula Beduchta Achriti. And the Chumra in case A will result in a Kula in case B. So you can't be Machmer in case A and then be Machmer in case B. That makes no sense. Because the Chumra, what kind of case is that? The Gemara will come up with one. The chumra in case A will result in a kula in case B. You cannot hold like a chumra and a kula. That's where it's a problem. You want to be machmir, Josh? You want to be machmir? Nothing wrong with that. That's why they were machmir here. You want to put an extra door in the corner of the mavoi? So why not? That's mutter. When can you not do that? When it's going to end up in a stira. What kind of stira? So v'tayma de kula demar b'hai havi chumra b'duchtachidu. And a kula here will result in a chumra in another case. Then you can't hold like two shitas. Man, the other b'hanach trei duchti l'chumra mikri ksil. If you do that, you're called a fool. The hachad taimahu. It's one reason. The hacha havi chumra, the hacha havi kula. Here it's a chumra. There it results in a kula. Vi hahu taima svirle le'avid kikule ukechumre. And you have to hold. You have to be consistent. So when the same halacha in case A is a chumra, but will result in a kula in case B. You can't hold like two chumras. If you do that, you're a fool. Adding an extra door in the Erev, what kind of, doesn't, who cares? So you want to go do that? So go do that. That's what they did in Nahar Doi. Right? Kigon, for example, Shedra v'Golgolas. A Shedra is a spine, and a Golgolas is a skull. And there are two halachas when it comes to skulls and spines. Number one halacha is, how much of a, so the halacha is that if you're in the same room with a dead body, even if you don't touch the body, you become Tomei. Why? Tumas Ohel. Right? What's the shear of a quote-unquote body? So the Gemara is going to give a shear. The Mishnah gives a shear in Ohelos. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that there's a halacha called a trefa. Somebody could be a trefa or an animal could be a trefa. Okay? And both these shitas, both these ideas, tuma of an ohel and trefa, both have the same shear. Same shear. The same shear. What makes you a trefa and what makes a mace, a body in the room? Ditnan, listen to this. Hashedra v'hagulgolas. If you have a shedra or a gulgolas, shedra is a spine, gulgolas is a skull, shechasru. But it's not a full spine. It's not a full skull. Kama chesaron shebeshedra. How much can be missing from the shedra that it's still considered a shedra? And therefore, if you're in the same room with it, you're tamei. How much? Beis Shammai omrim shtei chulios. Beis Shammai says two chulios. Beis Hillel omrim chulia achas. One chulia. Who's more machmir here? What? Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is more machmer. Why is Beis Hillel more machmer? It's a smaller shear. Yeah. If someone's missing even one... No, it's more makel. I'm sorry, it's more makel. Right?
If you have one to make you tell me, the only thing is you need two to make
Beis Hillel. Right, so according to Beis Hillel, If you're already missing one, there's no more tumah.
Missing one.
No, you're missing one. That's what I said. It's missing. How much could be missing? Beis Hillel says one chulia. Once you're missing one chulia, you're no more tumah. That's Vetz Mekel. Beis Shammai says, no, you're missing one, you're still tumah. You're missing two, you're not tumah. Right? So who's more Mekel? Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim, now. Beis Hillel Omrim, yeah. Ubegulgolas, and when it comes to a skull, what's the story? Beis Shammai Omrim, Kemalei Mekadeach, the diameter of a nail or something. Beis Hillel Omrim, Kedei Sheinatal Menachai V'yamas. That if you remove that part of a guy's brain, he would no longer be alive. It's a much smaller shear. Right? The guy, right? It's a much smaller shear. V'amar v'yehuda amar Shmuel, v'chein l'inyin treifa. And the same exact story regarding a treifa. What's regarding a treifa? Same exact story. So says Rashi, shel meis, de'efligu, the Rashi of Kigon Shadjah v'glagolas, shel meis de'efligu ba. They're arguing about a mace. You only have a chesaron if it's two chulias. V'im chasra chulya achas, if it's missing one chulya, adayin matam ba'ol, it's still tumas ba'ol. V'gabe treifa nami, lo have a chesaron v'kashera. So by a treifa also, it's not considered a chesaron, and it's a lo have a chesaron v'kashera. It's not considered a treifa, and therefore it's kosher. V'havi time of the Beis Shammai, chumr l'gabi meis, it's a chumr by a meis. Because he holds, if you're missing one thing, you're still tamei. But when it comes to a treifa, that turns into a kula. Because he holds it's still kosher. You see that? It's still tumah, but it's still kosher. The same shear. When it comes to tumah is machmer. When it comes to treifa is mekel. V'lo beis Hillel, d'amri chisaron who have a chumr l'gabi treifa. He's a chumr by treifa. Beis Hillel says if he's missing a tiny, tiny amount, you're already a treifa. But by tumah he holds it's a bigger shear. Uman da'avid b'treifa k'beis Hillel u'k'beis Shammai b'meis have a ksil. So if you hold the chumr of both, you're a fool. Da'ad k'sestrin av da'av dadi. Because these shear contradict each other. The whole svara of holding like one and the other contradict each other. Here it's a chesaron, there it's not a chesaron. Doesn't make sense, and therefore you can't be inconsistent like that. You want to be machmir? So go be machmir. That's why the city of Nahar Doi had an extra door in the center there, because they were being machmir. But if they're not sosir to each other, you could do it. V'hecha de sosri adadi lo avdinon. And when they're sosir each other, you don't do it. Masav Rambam Sharshia, Maaser Rabbi Akiva. One second. There was a story. Well, now we're saying that if it doesn't can contradict yourself, if you're not contradicting yourself, you could do it. Right? There's a kash on that because Rabbi Akiva when he went ahead was Shalikit Esrog Beechad B'Shvat. He picked the Esrog on Rosh Chodesh Shvat of the third year. Right? The Noeg Ba Beis Isurin. And he gave off Meiser twice on the Esrog. He didn't Esrog harvest on the Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and he gave two Meisers. Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni. Because he wasn't sure if it was year two or year three. Now the cutoff is Tzvacholkas. Tzvacholkas. Right? Yes. If you hold he died when he was 120, then yes. Anyway, he was young. He was a young person. Anyway, the noeg bo beis isurin, and he did two meisers. Echad kediver beis Shammai, vechad kediver beis Hillel. Why? Because the machlok is there. What the cutoff is? Is it Rosh Chodesh Shvat or is it Tu B'Shvat? So he went ahead on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and he held like both of them. Now you can't give two meisers in the same year. It's either the first 2 years is meiser Sheni, the third year is meiser Oni. So what did he do? He gave both. How can he give both? You hold on, like, you can't give two maises in the same year. It's either year two or year three. So you see, Rabbi Akiva violated the Gemara's rule. The Gemara says, no. Rabbi Akiva gamrei istapek lei. No. Rabbi Akiva had a different suffix. Lo yada I beis Hillel b'chad b'shvat omer I b'chamiser b'shvat omer. V'hachad l'chomer. No. Rabbi Akiva said, I know I hold it beis Hillel. I don't know what Beis Hillel said. I don't know which one Beis Hillel said and which one Beis Shammai said. I don't know. Beis Hillel said Echad Shvat and Beis Shammai said Tu B'Shvat or the other way around. I don't know. Therefore, I'm going to do both. Out of a suffix. That's okay. That kind of chumrah you could do. Okay. That was a nice distraction. And now we're back to Erevin. Okay. This is very, very hard now. Yosef Rabbi Yosef, Kamedra of Huna, Yosef Ika Amar. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Rav Yehuda is an Amora saying in the name of Rav, who's on the borderline, right? The following vort. Machlokas. The Machlokas that we mentioned yesterday between the Tana Kama and Hananya, and Hananya mentioned Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that Machlokas, right? What was the Machlokas about? What do you do when you have a Mavoi Mefulish? How do you close off a Mavoi Mefulish? The Tana Kama was Makel. The Tana Kama said one thing, and then Hananya said, well, it's Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Machlokas was Bisratu Mikan, Bisratu Mikan, Uplati Mikan, Uplati Mikan. That was where you have a Mavoi, here's the Mavoi, you have Rosh Hasharabim here, and a Rosh Hasharabim here. That's a Sratya. A Sratya and a Platya are different names for Rosh Hasharabims. You have the Mavoi here, there's a Rosh Hasharabim here, and a Rosh Hasharabim here. Fine, they're both Rosh Hasharabims. That's all you need to know. However, Avo Sratya Mikan, Ubiko Mikan, you have a Sratya on one side, and on the other side is a Carmelis. Biko is a valley, it's a Carmelis. Oh, or Biko Mikan, Ubiko Mikan, two valleys, then Osin Tzuris HaPesach Mikan, Velecha Mikor Mikan. Make a Tzuris HaPesach on one side, Alechi on the other side, you're good to go. Why? Because, one second, so first of all, the Gemara says, one second. Hashta, if we're talking about a case of Stratu Mikan or Biko Mikan, if there's a Rosh Hasharabim on one side and a Carmelis on the other side, right, you get the picture? There's a Mavoi, you walk into the Mavoi, then you can go into different houses, different chatzers. Here there's a Rosh Hasharabim, there there's a Biko. So if that case is Makel, right? Lechi Vika, Hashta, Stratu Mikan or Biko Mikan, Oslo Tzuris HaPesach Mikan, Velechi Kor Mikan, so Bika Mikan, Bika Mikan, Mipaya. So if the halacha is Rosh Hasharabim Bika Amekel, so for sure Bika and Bika Amekel, for sure. There are caramels on both sides. So why do you have to even mention that? Of course, Amekel. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. No, Srati Mikan, Ubika Mikan, if you have a Srati here and a Bika here, Nase Kibika Mikan, Ubika Mikan. It's as if it's a Bika on both sides, and therefore you're Mekel. So why say it in a funny way like that? The answer is, as Fasema says, that let's say you have a Bika on one side, a Rosh Hasharabim, and a Carmelis. Now, we believe that a Tzuris HaPesach is a better Eruv than a Lechi, or a Kor. It's better. So which side gets it? It doesn't make a difference. The Rosh Hasharabim side, the Carmelis side, it makes no difference. That's why the Gemara says it in this funny way. Okay? So what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rav? If the Mavoi has, doesn't make a difference now, a Bika, a Rosh Hasharabim on one side, and a Carmelis on the other side, or two Carmelises, the halacha changes. Okay? Otherwise, if it's a Rosh Hasharabim over here, and a Rosh Hasharabim over here, we said yesterday, we hold like Hananya, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have a door, a real door. No. Says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. That's not true. That's not true if one side is not a Rosh Hasharabim. The halacha changes. Okay? Now, Umesayim ba mishmeid Rav Yehuda. And then he ended off Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yosef reporting. I heard Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rav. Then Rabbi Yosef says, I heard Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of nobody. He said a mishmei Rav Yehuda, he said in the name of himself, Im haisa mavoi kala lirechava ein tzarech klum. If the mavoi ends in a rechava is a backyard that nobody used. So here's the case. Here's the mavoi, You got to see this. Otherwise, unless you have a picture, you're not going to know it's flying. Here's the Mavli. The Mavli goes like this. You walk into the Mavli. What's this? Makes no difference what's here. It could be a Rosh Hashanah. It could be a Karl. It makes no difference. Then the Mavli goes into a Rechava, which is wider than the Mavli. A Rechava is an empty backyard. What's beyond the Rechava? A Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Okay? This picture is vital. It comes up 100 times in this Masechta, and you got to know this cold. It's very hard. So this is the Rechava. It's an empty area that nobody uses. Here's the Mavli. It goes, the Mavli goes into the Rechava. Then the Rechava goes into Rosh Hashanah. There's a door here at the end of the Rechava. Go out into the Rosh Hashanah. Says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of himself, you don't need anything over here. Right? You don't need anything over here. Over here, you still need something because it's a Mavli. A Palechi, a Korah. But at the end of the Mavli, you don't need anything. Why? Because it goes into a Rechava. Okay? Im hayamavi kol rechava ain't tzarach klum. You don't need any ticket at all. Okay? Okay. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, you said that Rav Yehuda said that in the name of nobody. It has to be in the name of Shmuel. Ha, the Rav Yehuda, the Shmueli. That which we said in the name of Rav Yehuda must be somebody called Shmuel. Right? It's 25 minutes. I'll see if we're going to finish this in time. It must be in the name of Shmuel. Now, we know that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. Says Abaye, that can only be in the name of Shmuel. Why? Can it only be in the name of Shmuel? Why? The E de Rav, because if it would be in the name of Rav, Kasha de Rav ad Rav betarti. Rav is so sure himself on 2 points. What 2 points? We'll get to it in a second. I just want to review for a second. This Gemara started off that Rav Yehuda said in the name of who? Rav. If the Mavui goes, has a Rosh Hashanah on both ends, then yes, then you have to do more Tikkun. But if the Mavui has a Rosh Hashanah, a Karmel is on one end, and for sure on both ends, then the Tikkun changes. Okay? Then Rav Yehuda said in the name of himself, if the Mavi goes into a Rechava, a backyard, you don't need any Tikkun over there. Says Abaye, that must be in the name of Shmuel. It can't be in the name of Rav. Everyone following so far? So far you following?
What does he hold the Rechava
is? I can't hear you. What?
What does he hold the Rechava
is? It's a Rechava is a backyard.
No, I know what it is. That's not what it is. Either a Karmelis?
No.
No, it's nothing. It's not a Karmelis. It's not a Karmelis. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's right. But it may, but it's not a chutzar. It's not a chutzar and it's not a house. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Nobody uses it. That's going to become important. The fact that nobody uses it, it's not used, is important. Okay? We'll get to that soon. Why can't this be Rav? Why can't Rav have said this? Why can't Rav have said this? What's wrong with Rav? The answer is, because the Amar of Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav, there's another member of Rav, said in the name of Yirmiyah Bar Abba in the name of Rav. Mavoi shenifrats bimiluo. Okay, now, we've always been learning that a Mavoi, here's a Mavoi, here's the entrance to the Mavoi, here's the front of the Mavoi, here's the back of the Mavoi. What's on here, what's on this side? A wall. A wall. And has openings to go into chutzers. What's on this side? Another wall. What's on this side? Another wall. No, another wall. Three walls. The wall broke down. The wall broke. And if you go through the breach, what's there? No, a chutzer, and it looks like this. It looks exactly the same as before, as the case with the rechava, but this is not a rechava; it's a chutzer, and people live in this chutzer. Okay, now if you're standing in the mavoi, looking into the chutzer, what do you see? You see that the entire wall of the Mavoi is broken. The entire wall is broken. There was a wall here, and some peaceful protesters came and took the wall down. And now there's no more wall. So when you're standing in the Mavli, looking into the Chatzar, it looks like there's no wall there. Okay? It looks like a broken wall. There's no wall there. What if you're in the Chatzar? What if you're in the Chatzar looking into the Mavli? If you're in the Chatzar looking into the Mavli, you know what it looks like? It looks like an opening. It looks like a doorway. You know why? Because of these. But it makes it look like a doorway. These are called gifufin. They're the sides. Since you're standing here, looking into the Mavli, this looks like a doorway. If you're here, looking into the Chatzar, it's just broken. Okay? This is going to make all the difference in the world. Depends where you are now. Because if you're standing here looking into the Mavli, looking into the Chatzar, you know what it looks like? Where my wall go? I don't have a wall here. I'm breached. If you're looking in the if you're in the Chatzar, looking into the Mavli, it's not a breach, it's a doorway. These things make it look like a doorway. So it's totally changed. Right? It's a total difference where you depends where you are. You see that? It depends where you are. So, says the Gemara, says Rav Yirmiyah Baraba in the name of Rav, Mavoi Shinifrats, there was a Mavoi, and this door, this wall, someone took it away. It got breached. Bimiluo, the whole thing, the whole wall came down. L'chatzer, going into a chatzer. V'nifritz a chatzer kinegdo. And yeah, and the wall separating the Mavoi and the chatzer got taken down. Chatzer muteres, you're allowed to carry in the chatzer. Mavoi usher, but in the Mavoi you're no longer allowed to carry. I have a lechi here. It was a good Mavoi. Now someone took the wall down, I can no longer carry in the Mavoi. Why not? Not a Rishus Rabim, it's a Chatzar back here. Why not? So let's, in order to do this, let's see Rashi. Look at Rashi. So Rashi is the second line on top. Chatzar muteres. The Chatzar's mutter. In other words, you can still carry in the Chatzar. Why? Diladidei, because in the world of the Chatzar, lo havi milua. There's no breach. There's no breach. Lo havi milua means the whole thing is not breached. Because these gefufin are left over. So if you're in the chatzar, looking into the mavli, what do you have? You have an opening. An opening. It's breached. Total opening. These things create an opening. Do you have a picture in the art school? It creates an opening. Now, this opening...
How do you know where the chatzar starts and the mavli begins?
Because there was grass and here there's no grass. That's what the...
I think that the gifufin are left over breach in the bottom of the thing.
No. That's not what gifufin are. Gifufin are the walls. It's walls. The gifufin are walls. They're walls. There was a wall here. This wall came down. No. If you come here, you can see, I'll show you the picture in the Masifta. Masifta, page B's, picture B's. Picture B's on Zion Amid B's. This picture. You see? That picture. Picture B's. What? You don't see the picture? It's not gifufin. What it is there was a mavli here, right? And there was a wall here. What was here beforehand? Other walls. It was a very long wall. You only took down this wall. So these are still walls here. So if you're standing in the chatzar looking into the mavli, you have two walls here. It looks like an entranceway. And by the way, there's another halacha which we didn't learn yet. If you want to carry in a chatzar, you don't need a lechi or a korah to carry in a chatzar. I live in the chatzar and you live in the chatzar. So why don't we make the same gzeira? There's different rules for chatzars. Right? The Masechet starts off with Mavui. Doesn't talk about Chatzis at all. Starts off with Mavui. Different thing. So if you're here, there's no reason why the Chatzis should be Aser. Says Rabbi Yirmiya Barava in the name of Rav. Mavui Shenifrats. Mavui broke down. Bimiluo, Luchatzer, Vinifritz Luchatzer Kenegdo, Chatzer Muteres, Umavi Aser. The Chatzer remains Mutter. Why does it remain Mutter? So now we're doing Rashi. Rashi says, till the day, because in the Chatzer, Lo Havi Bimiluo. I'm on the second white line on top of Rashi. Donishtairu Belgifu from Mikan and Mikan. Because these walls here still remain. Did everyone see the picture?
Yeah, but it shows the wall on the Chatzer.
The wall of the Chatzer, that's the back wall. Forget the back wall for a minute. Forget the back wall. Talk about the front wall. The Mavui goes into the Chatzer. The Chatzer, if you were standing in the Chatzer looking into the Mavui, what do I see? I see an entrance. An entranceway. That's all I see. An entranceway.
But if you stand in the Mavui.
What's that? We'll get to the Mavui. We didn't get to the Mavui yet. That's one thing at a time. Lefikach, therefore, Lagabe Didei, from the perspective of the Bnei Chatzer, Psachim Ninu. It's an opening. All it is an opening. V'lo asri Allah b'nei Mavui, and the b'nei Mavui cannot aser the chatzer. The b'nei Mavui cannot aser the chatzer. There's another concept that people in one rishos can aser people in another rishos, but the b'nei Mavui cannot aser the b'nei chatzer, because what are they going into the chatzer for? They have no shaykhs to the chatzer, right? She'ein Mavui oser al chatzer is hapsuchin lo, right? Because the b'nei Mavui don't use that chatzer. They don't live there. The B'nai Mavui live in the Mavui. They live in their own Chatzers. They don't need this Chatzer. Avo Chatzeros Asurin B'Mavui, but the Chatzer can Asur the Mavui. Shaharei Drisas Raglayim Alav, because maybe they have to go through the Chatzer to get to the Rishus Rabim, to go through the Mavui to get to the Rishus Rabim, even though there's Rishus Rabim here. Why can't these people go through here? I'm not sure. Rishus Rabim Nami Lawasar Alea the Chatzer HaPasechlo the Pesachu. This back entrance, this back wall, the back entrance, is also not a problem. It's also an opening. And the rule of chatzers are, as long as the opening is less than 10 amos wide, it's considered closed. It's a door, it's a doorway. And therefore you don't need any tikkun, and therefore the b'nei chatzers mutter. Now why are the b'nei mavi aser? For that we need the next Rashi. Kasal kadaitach, Abaye, when he asked this question, he said, well, Rav Yehuda said that if you go from a chatzer, from a mavoi into a rechava, you don't need any tikkun here. Right? Chatzer into a rechava, you don't need any tikkun. This can't be Rav, said Abaye, for two reasons it can't be Rav. It's got to be Shmuel. Why? Because Rav said that in this case, the mavoi is aser. So therefore what? So Rashi says that Kesod Gatayat HaChabaye thought, that he mentioned the fact that the chatzer got broken over here, the wall got broken, because now what do I have? I have a mavui going through the chatzer out into the Rishus Rabim. It's mefulish. Right? And Rav said, according to this, ka'asrlei, the mavui's asr. What did Rav Yehuda say on Amud Aleph? Rav Yehuda said on Amud Aleph that if the Mavui goes into a Rechava, you don't need any tikkun even. You don't even need a tikkun. How can Rav agree with that? Rav just said that if you have a Mavui going into a Chatzer, what? You can't even carry in the Mavui. It's Aser. Why is it Aser? So, Rashi says, V'lav mishum the nifrats l'chatzer? Isn't it because it's a breach? For Rav Yehuda, midinakat rechava, so why did Rav Yehuda pick a rechava? Why did he pick a rechava? An area that nobody uses. Says Rashi, l'ash me'inan, di mishum mefulish lo mitzar. Because it's mefulish, and it's not usher. How can Rav agree with that? Right? A rechava is better than a chatzer. Because rechava nobody goes in. Chatzer people live there. Rechava, nobody lives in that. It's an empty area. So they don't have a Rechava today. In those days, they had such a thing. Empty lot. Later in the week, we're going to talk about you want to develop the Rechava. We're going to talk about that later in the week. Uber Rechava, leka de urin. There's no people in the Rechava. Nobody lives in a Rechava. Dilitzeru aleha. To aser anything. There's a concept
that if two Rishusas are next to each other, they asher each other. Why? Because you can carry from one to the other, maybe you'll carry into the street. However, says this story, says Rav over here, the B'nai Chatzar doesn't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything. They can carry. Why? Because to them, the breach is just an opening. And you're allowed to have openings in your Chatzar. There's an opening here, there's an opening here. No problem. But according to Rav, Ihavi Kol Chatzar, Asri Elayhu. But says Rabbi Yehuda, says Rashi, explaining Abaye's question, Rabbi Yehuda picked a Rechava. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you go from a Mavoi to a Rechava, you don't need any tikkun. Why do you pick a Rechava?
As opposed to
a Chatzar? The answer is because nobody lives in a Rechava. But if somebody would live in a Chatzar, Rabbi Yehuda never would have said his halacha. Right? So there's two problems with Rav. Number one, Emishum Mefulish. Right? We have now a Mavi Mefulish. There's an entrance over here. There's an entrance back over here. You're going from here through here. Rav Yehuda said, you don't need a ticket here. And Rav said, of course you do. Not only do you need a ticket, you can't even carry it here.
If you have a Rechava in the middle, that's still considered a Mavi Mefulish?
Yes. That's how we started off. We said it's a Mavim of Foolish. Then, what do you say in the name of Rav? If there's a Carmel is here, and a Carmel is here, the halacha changes. You need less tikkun. Then Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, if there's a Rechava here, you don't need any tikkun at all. Mavim of Foolish. There's a Shus Rav here. Right? You don't need a tikkun. One second. You don't need a tikkun. Rav said, Rav Yirmiyah said in the name of Rav, that if there's a Chatzar here, and there's a breach here, right? It's a Mavim Mefulish. Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The fact that this is in the center, in breaking it up, according to Rav, it doesn't matter. It's not only that. According to Rav, you can't even carry in here. So two issues with Rav. Number one, Imo Shum Mefulish. Number two, Imishim HaNifratz L'Chatzar, Fasal B'nei Chatzar, D'Nifratz HaMavli, B'Miluvo, L'Rishus HaSurulo.
A Rechava is more mingled than a Chatzar?
Yes. Exactly right. That's exactly right.
It makes sense. It's the whole thing is for a head. You need a more common for a shrub because of the raisa, a less common carmel is because of the rabbanim. And here there's a rechava, it's a hecker itself.
So nothing to do with hecker. So what Rashi just said, he didn't even say it, but what Rashi meant to say, and they derived out of Rashi, is that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda picked a rechava is because nobody lives there. Rav talked about a chatzar, where people live. So, and what did Rav say? If there's a wall breached between the mavoi and the chatzar, the people in the chatzar are allowed to carry. The people in the mavoi cannot carry. That was question number one. Question number two is, one second, how can the people in the chatzar carry? There's no eruv. You have to make an eruv between these two areas. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a Rechava, so you don't need an Eruv. And what if it was a Chatzar? You would need an Eruv. That's why he didn't mention a Chatzar, because you don't need an Eruv. But Rav said, even without an Eruv, they can carry in here. So how could this statement be Rav? The statement can't be Rav. That's the two questions on that Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef. Right? So, Vamai. Why? Vamai. What's going on here? Have kimavui shekala l'rechava. Same thing I just said. Why is it any different than a mavui opening into a rechava? And when a mavui opens into a rechava, Rav Yehuda said, you don't need, in the name of himself, you don't need any ticket here at all. That can't be Rav. So Amalei, so he says back, I don't know, Yadana. I don't know. I don't know how to answer your question. I don't know. I heard Rav Yehuda said about the name of himself. You tell me it can't be Rav. Okay, so it's not Rav. I don't know. However, Uvdahavi Bedur de Reusa, there was something in the village of the shepherds. Mavoi Shekal the Rechava Havi. It was a Mavoi that ended in a Rechava. For Asa the Kamed Rav Yehuda. And they came to Rav Yehuda. V'lo istrichalei v'lo midi. And he said they don't have to do anything. Okay? Exactly this case. A malvi going into a rechava, and Rabbi Huda said you don't have to do anything. Now, v'kashim ishmei d'rav, and if Rav can't agree with that, that the heavy mishmei d'shmuel. Then say he said in the name of Shmuel. V'lo kasha midi. There's no kasha. Fine. Good. I got it. So, says the Gemara like this. Hashtu the amalir of Sheshes of Shmuel bar Abba, the amalir of Yosef bar Abba, Asbalach. I'll explain to you what's going on here. What's Rav holding? Kan she'irvu, kan shelo irvu. Here's what's going on. The Bnei Chatzar, and the Bnei Mavoi, if they make an Eruv with each other, then it's one area. Then it's mutter to carry, whether you're in the Mavoi or in the Chatzar. If they don't make an Eruv, then the Chatzar is mutter and the Mavoi is usser. Why is the Chatzar mutter and the Mavoi usser? Like we just explained. Because in the Chatzar, all you have are openings. What's the problem? If you're in the Mavoi, you have a breach. How are you fixing that breach? Therefore, you can't carry in there anymore. It's a Mavoi Mefulish. It goes from the Mavoi through the Chatzar out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
How large is it?
10 amos. 10 amos wide.
Is allowed. So why is that different than the opening to the Mavoi?
What?
The Mavoi is 10 amos wide also, so we need something.
Right.
So, and the Chatzar that has 10 amos wide breach doesn't need anything?
No. 10 or less doesn't need anything. No. A chatzar is different than a mavoi. A mavoi is more traffic than a chatzar. It looked more like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Got it.
So they were more machmer.
Got it. So you could have technically the breach in the side of the wall in the chatzar that is 10, and you don't need any.
That's right.
Fill it in, but the mavoi you need to fill
So
it.
When you're in the chatzar, I'm in a perfectly valid chatzar. All I have is I have an opening here and an opening here. There's nothing wrong with that. If I'm in the mavoi, I have a breach. It's a big problem. So if you make an Eruv, that's one big area now. Then it's good. The people that live in this chatzar,
right,
and the people that live in this mavoi have to make an eruv together.
Together.
They have to collect bread. We'll talk about that later in the Masechta.
Eruv
chatzeros, right.
Does the eruv start at the beginning of the chatzar or
the whole thing?
End?
The mavoi and the chatzar.
That's assuming that the other side is closed or goes to an
It doesn't matter. There's a door here going to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It doesn't matter. It's a door. It doesn't matter. We don't care. No, we don't. No, we only care because it's a Mavim of Foolish.
Right.
The door here going out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. This is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim over there. How do you carry in a Mavim? That's how the Masechta begins. You're not allowed to do that. Oh, make a ticket. But I have problems because the wall came down. I have a Chatzar here. So what do I do?
So that's the question. So you say make an Eruv, but an Eruv doesn't resolve the problem of the
Mavim. The Eruv allows... So the reason why you're not allowed to carry in the Mavim has nothing to do with Mavim of Foolish. That's not the reason. The reason is because there's no Eruv. Whole different reason. Nothing to do with this Gemara. This Gemara has nothing to do with anything. We're not talking about Mavim of Foolish anymore. That's not the reason. The reason is because no Eruv. Abaya thought, this can't be Rav. Because according to Rav, you have Mavim of Foolish problems. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Rav Sheshes. That's not the reason. The reason is because there's no Eruv. That's the only reason. Forget Mavim of Foolish. He would agree with you. The reason is, no Eruv. The Eruv between the Mavim and the Chatzar. And the Bnei Chatzar will aser the Bnei Mavi from walking through there. And this isn't anything to do with Mavim of Foolish. Nothing at all. He could agree that in terms of Mavim of Foolish, this breaks the Mavim of Foolish. He could agree with that. But you have an Eruv problem. And therefore they can't carry. Okay. Then we say, the Rav, Nami Lo Kasha. So Rav's not a steer at all. Kanchi Eruvu Bnei Chatzar Bnei Mavoi. If the Bnei Chatzar and the Bnei Mavoi made an Eruv with each other, in the case of the Rechava, that could also be Rav. So even though the Rechava doesn't really, if someone owns it, right? It's a Chatzar that's being, it's an area that's being Ma'arev with the Mavoi, and it's a problem. And Khan, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba's case, when he said that a Mavoi that breaches into a Chatzar is Aser, is Shelo Eruv. There was no Eruv. Okay? And therefore what? Now, if a Mavoi, let's just finish off for one second. If a Mavoi goes into, if a Mavoi is a Mavoi Mefulish, over there is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Over here is also Rosh Hashanah, but it goes through another area. It goes through another area, right? What is that called? It's not called a Mavim Mefolish. It's called a Mavim Sassim. And therefore, all I need is a Lechi over there. I can't carry here. That's because of Eiruv. Hilchus Eiruv. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with Mavim Mefolish. That's nothing to do with that.
That's different than our case.
It's exactly, we came full circle. Abaye said, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense, according to Rav. Why is it usher? The answer is, it's usher for a different reason. It's usher because it's an Eiruv problem. Not a Mavim Mefolish problem. Only Eiruv problem. Okay? That was the easy part of the daf, to a stopping in the middle of a sentence. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to go back to Abaye and say, what was Abaye thinking? And that's very difficult. We'll do that, we'll pick up on that tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.